The largest ever review of water rights claims wrapped up in Idaho this week. It's a project that started in 1987, and it ended this past Monday when a judge signed the final decree of the Snake River Basin adjudication. Conflicts between Idaho Power, its customers, and farmers in southern Idaho prompted the state to tackle the massive review. The goal was simple: to clearly define water rights in the basin to help resolve future disputes during dry periods. Clive Strong is Chief of Natural Resources in the Idaho Attorney General's office, and he tells our Scott Graff that he went to work for the AG's office back in 1983 and on his third day was assigned to the case that led to the 27-year review. It was a process, Strong says, everyone knew would take a while.
Back when it was originally started, there was kind of a naive thought by many that it would take 10 years to complete. And so the idea was is that we would commence it in 1985, be completed by 1995, and we'd have a catalog of water rights. That was really an unrealistic expectation for any of us that were familiar with the issue. We knew it was going to take substantially a longer period of time than that.
So what kind of process did this include? How do you go back and figure out water rights that were established over 100 years ago?
You have to be somewhat of a historian. You have to go back into historical records at the department and the National Archives. You go into recorded histories and books and other kinds of information to find the essence of how water rights were established. The way we did it in the adjudication was each claimant is required to file a claim in the adjudication as to the amount of water that they each believe they're entitled to, and they're required to provide documentation of those rights. And then the department would review those documents and then do its own independent investigation and then make a recommendation based upon the available information.
Who paid for such a process? This could not have been something that was cheap, especially if the whole idea was for it to take 10 years and it's taken almost three times that.
Well, the original plan was that this would be a user-funded process. And once we came out of the Swan Falls settlement, there was a committee formed to develop a filing fee schedule so each claimant would pay their proportionate cost of the adjudication. The original estimation of the cost of the adjudication was $27 million. And so this filing fee was designed, and the thought was that if we have all the fees paid up front, we needed about $19 million. And that money would then be put into an interest-bearing account. And then over time, as the money was expended, would generate sufficient money to cover the full $27 million cost. That proved not to be true.
Yeah, as it's turned out, how much has it cost?
Ultimately, the adjudication right now costs approximately $94 million.
All paid for by users of water in the state of Idaho.
Well, the initial payment was by users of water in the state of Idaho. There was also an expectation that the United States would pay a portion of the filing fees. That did not prove out. It's been a combination of user fees and general fund monies that have paid for the adjudication.
Now that it is over as of this week, what will change?
Well, what's going to change is that prior to the adjudication, we weren't in a position, the state wasn't in a position to administer water rights. You can't administer something you can't define. Now we have a comprehensive list of all water rights, and so the next stage is for the state to become an active manager of the water supplies to meet current and future uses.
I'm very curious to learn more about this process. Very few governmental projects take 27 years to from start to finish. I mean, that's almost a career for some people. Were there people who worked in state government that this was their only job? Every day at 9 o'clock, they'd come in, clock in, and start looking at water rights, and 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, clock out, and then come back tomorrow and do the same?
Absolutely.
Is that
right?
There
were a number of people at the Department of Water Resources that this defined their career, that they spent time as water agents, going out and examining the water rights, meeting with water users, putting together director's reports and submitting that information to the court for its review.
In your opinion, was this something the state of Idaho had to accomplish?
There's no question it had to be accomplished. If you look throughout the western United States today, almost every state that follows the prior appropriation doctrine is in some form of conflict because of the continuing drought that we're experiencing right now. And the benefit that Idaho has is we did this at a time when we didn't have the conflict over use, and so we were able to define the resource. And with that definition, now we're better able to manage it as we go through this extended drought period that we're in right now.
Clive Strong is a Deputy Attorney General with the Idaho AG's office, and he spoke with our Scott Graff.